piece of bacon with tits on it, and they were cut in squares.
Yeah.
And you don't you take, she tell you don't you bring none of that bacon here, you know, tits on it.
Uh-huh.
Side bacon.
Yeah.
They call it side pork now.
Uh-huh.
And she get side meat. And I mean, you just get a piece almost as big as this thing.
Is that right?
For a quarter.
Yes, for a quarter.
For a quarter.
Is that right? That's about a foot square, huh?
That's right. You've got the biggest piece of meat that lasted us 2 weeks. We tried that.
How thick was it?
Huh?
How thick was it?
I'd say anywhere about that thick. Just about.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd take a big butcher knife and cut down on it. Now that's way back yonder.
Uh-huh.
You used to get that bacon. You used to get any amount of bacon. You can get dimes of bacon, 15 cents for a side bacon, 20 cents for it. They used to measure apples and peaches and things like that in a measure.
Yeah.
They didn't put it on scale and weigh it back out. Back when I was a boy, you want some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they put them up on that. I don't know where you ever seen them or not. Little measures?
No.
Well, they had measures, things that made, they'd hold so many. And they'd put that, and they'd fill it up, and they'd put it in the sack. And put potatoes in the sack. And my mother said that they used to go to the store, went into the store named Dan Sharp's store. And there's a woman would go, and she always wanted my brother to go with her. And this Jew owned this store. My mother couldn't understand why she wanted George to go with her every time she go to the store. What George was doing, every time this dude go measure up something and bring it away and then weigh it, puts in the basket, George was doing the same thing.
Oh.
And she'd take it, Jude wouldn't be paying no attention to her. He'd go take that measure and put apples on it. They didn't weigh them back in them days.
Yeah.
Pour it in there, had peck measure, measure on it. George go get some, made them, put it in the basket too, so the dude caught him, wasn't he? And he'd go around waiting.
Uh-huh.
Every time the dude go get something, he'd go get something.
How old was he at that time?
Well, I guess he's about 5, 6 years old. That's when my mother found out, she stopped letting him go.
What do you call that part of the, when your breakfast, when bacon is in a big piece like that, you call it a what, a bacon? And when it's being cured.
Cured bacon?
Yeah, would you call it a side or a slab?
Some people call it slab bacon. I'd call it side bacon.
Okay. And then on a side of bacon, the part that you cut off at the edge before you can, you know, you have to cut that thick part that you can't eat. On
a belly?
No, this is on the bacon after it's been cured. I mean, like, you might call it skin or rind.
Rind, yeah. Oh, that's what you might call a rind.
Okay.
Yeah, the rind.
And then the pork that you grind up and season and fry, maybe you'd call
and
it.
Sausage.
Yeah. And then the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, it gets,
let me say, flabby.
Yeah. Well, flabby, would that mean you can't eat it?
Well, you couldn't do much with it, or it'd spoil, I mean.
Well, spoiled, what I meant. Is flabby mean getting spoiled?
Yeah, getting spoiled.
Flabby.
Flabby.
Flabby means
it. See, it's just about like something's being frozen, thaw up.
Uh-huh.
It'd be flabby-like, having it seem like it wouldn't be solid.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me some pork's that way. Depends on what a hog's been fed on.
I see.
A lot of people feed them corn when they're going to.
Oh, I see.
In the last days, you know, when they're going to make his meat more solid, or
he's
going to kill himself. They say there's a difference in feeding hog slop and corn. You can feed them some slop. What you call slop is, you know, garbage and stuff like that. But at the time you're going to kill him, about a month or two, you